Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day three of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed. President Trump has said he is figuring out ways to fire them permanently. White House Budget Director Russell Vogt now saying that the administration will withhold $2 billion already earmarked for Chicago infrastructure projects. Earlier this week, $18 billion in infrastructure was also pulled from Blue State, New York. A shock in Southern California.
Sitting at home watching TV, and then all of a sudden it's kind of sounded like plane engines, almost a plane about to crash. And then a big whoosh, and the curtains all flipped up. The windows were slightly open. Almost felt like an earthquake because the house shook. So we didn't know what was going on.
Keith Moore, who lives next door to the Chevron refinery in El Segundo that burned overnight. New information about the Manchester synagogue attack. It's now believed one of the two people who died was shot and killed by police. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Federal workers all over Wisconsin are in limbo, caught in the government shutdown. There are about 18,000 federal staffers scattered across the state, and many of them may be furloughed. That includes staff of the Social Security Administration who help people figure out and process benefits, and about 200 workers at the U.S. Forest Service Products Laboratory that's off University here in Madison. And even once lawmakers come to an agreement and federal work resumes, staff's jobs are not guaranteed. President Donald Trump said he was considering laying off, quote, a lot, end quote, of federal workers during the shutdown. And today wraps up the World Dairy Expo. Every year, thousands of people come from all over the world to the Alliant Energy Center. There are show cattle, new tech, cheese competitions, and even yodeling. It's the 58th year of the event. However, it's the first one with the new hotel open. There's only one hotel technically on the campus of the Alliant Energy Center, and it was being renovated for about 6 months. Now it's open as Spark by Hilton. The new interior fits in with the county's goal to make the Alliant Energy Center even more of a destination than it is now. And as part of that goal, the county is looking for a private partner to help pay for more renovations at the Alliant Energy Center, specifically its centerpiece, the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The Coliseum holds about 10,000 people, but the county says it needs updates to its artist area and to make it easier for people to navigate. A real estate firm estimates that would cost about $125 million. County Executive Melissa Agard says by asking for a private partner, they'll be able to complete renovations faster. For more local news, head to our website, WMDXradio.com. Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Bring on the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs tomorrow, just after 1 p.m. in Game 1 of the best-of-five divisional series in Milwaukee. After being swept by the Yankees in New York at the start of the season, who would have thought the Brewers would set a franchise record of 97 wins on the way to winning their division? Pat Murphy.
No one expected this, to break the franchise record for wins. Would you have said that coming out of New York or after opening day here? It just shows you who's in the room.
The Brewers have had the past week off. Another workout session at the ballpark today. Are they ready now for the playoffs? Freddy Peralta will start for Milwaukee.
We just have to stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing, trusting in each other, just to remind us ourselves that we never have to give up and keep going.
College football, the Badgers take on number 20th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by State Representative Lee Snodgrass, who's joined with Democrats to introduce a bill that makes it a requirement for elected officials to spend some time working on elections. What a novel idea.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Madison, more lakes, more bikes, lively politics, and WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The Magosphere is very fired up about the news that Bad Bunny is doing the Super Bowl halftime. One of Trump's top henchweasels, Homeland Security Advisor Corey Lewandowski, is very angry at the NFL, too. He said it is so shameful that they decided to pick someone who just seems to hate America so much. We said the same thing the day after the election. So now, because this bunny is so very bad, they're planning to have ICE agents present at the Super Bowl. I guess... And ICE heard there was a field where brown people get tackled, and they're like, hey, that's our job.
Jimmy Kimmel last night. It's 6 minutes after, 7 minutes after the hour,
yep,
on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie. She returns on Monday with the Rude Pundit.
That's right.
Very exciting. I'm with Chris Lavoie, the lovely Zelda with a B. we have Glenn Kirshner, John Fugelsang, and Frangela today.
That's right.
The usual Friday lineup. I'm excited. I haven't seen Glenn or Frangela in a while. I saw John yesterday.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I see him a lot.
Yeah.
Not as much as I see the lovely Bob Seska, but I do see him a lot. So, yeah, that was Jimmy Kimmel. And what's interesting is with the whole Kimmel fallout, first off, again, I loved seeing Kimmel on Colbert and Seth Meyers on Kimmel and Jon Stewart on Kimmel. So at least they're all kind of getting along and doing what you normally wouldn't see in late night television. So I really, really love that part. But Ted Cruz, weirdly, supporting the First Amendment.
Yeah.
And he's calling the FCC chair before a panel over the Jimmy Kimmel suspension.
Wow.
Yeah, he'll testify before the panel led by Cruz. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be friendly from Cruz.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
So it's not just the Democrats that are getting get on car. It's going to be him. He said...
you know, Cruz, for the most part, is a strict constitutionalist.
He is.
So he really believes in the First Amendment.
Yeah.
You know, whether you agree with the message or not, he thinks... that it's
as you should.
Yeah,
that's the basis for the First Amendment. You know, I will defend your right to say something I disagree with.
Right.
I'm the same person. He said, I think it's unbelievably dangerous for government to put itself in the position of saying we're going to decide what speech we like and what we don't, and we're going to threaten to take you off the air if we don't like what you're saying. So I think it's going to be an interesting, I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's good for him. I'm
That's right.
just going to go with good for him because I completely and utterly disagree with him on so many things. but yeah, you know, that's a good thing. You know, I think other Republicans on that committee might disagree with him because they don't like Jimmy Kimmel
or because they're supporting Trump. Yeah,
right. They're Trumpers. But I'm glad he's doing that, and I'm glad he's the one to do it because it's rare that you see any pushback from Republicans on this administration whatsoever. Right. You know who I really love, though?
Who?
Madeline Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Representative Madeline Dean confronted, as Sean Pierce, my co-host and co-producer on The Politics Bar, said, he calls him Tiny Johnson. Because have you seen him? He's not very tall.
He's very short. Yeah. He's like a Keebler elf.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. So Madeline Dean confronted him. I think she towered over him. I'm kidding. She said, the president is unhinged. He's unwell. What are you? And then she got cut off. And Johnson says, a lot of folks on your side are, too. Which means he's not disagreeing with her that Donald is unhinged.
Yeah, by saying the word too, he's mm-hmm. saying that
Donald is unhinged. And she said, oh, my God, please, that performance in front of the generals. And Johnson, as they all do, says, I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did. There's no way
right.
he didn't know what happened. I mean, it was on Fox News, Mike. Don't you watch that?
Yeah.
And she said, that is so dangerous. You know, I serve on the Foreign Affairs Appropriations Committee. This is a collision of those two things. Our allies are looking elsewhere and our enemies are laughing. And we have that proof.
Mm-hmm.
Political journalist Andrew Egger said, it's very interesting that Johnson's response to the president is unhinged. Isn't how dare you? It just was like a lot of folks. I mean, exactly. It's like he didn't disagree with her.
Right.
So I'm sure he's going to be called to the principal's office soon about that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said he's unwell. She's like, somebody was on other sites like townhall.com said, Representative Dean gets way too close to Speaker Johnson. It's like, what? She was just chatting. She wasn't that close.
No, I saw the video. Yeah.
She wasn't over him or anything. She was just making a good point that Donald is not well, and something's got to be did.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been saying this for months on this show and on my show that he's not well. He needs help. He needs to not be in that office anymore.
Right.
And his family doesn't care, obviously. If they did,
mm-hmm.
he would be in a nice home now, enjoying, you know, his pudding. And things like that. But as Madeline Dean said, European leaders were caught on camera laughing at Trump.
Absolutely.
New footage shows several European leaders sharing a laugh over Donald Trump's constant confusion between Albania and Armenia.
Mm-hmm.
He can't even say Azerbaijan. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Azerbaijan. If I read it, I can say it. Azerbaijan. But he said Azerbaijan mm-hmm. and Albania.
Yeah.
And he said he claimed to have settled a war. So Emmanuel Macron and Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama, I think I'm pronouncing that right,
okay.
and Azerbaijan's President Aliyev, I think I'm doing that right. They were at a political community meeting in Copenhagen on Thursday, and Rama said to Macron, you should make an apology to us because you didn't congratulate us on the peace deal that President Trump made between Albania and Azerbaijan. So, I mean, talk about being laughed at.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, how Donald keeps saying, oh, we were the laughingstock of the world before I came back. It's like, no.
We are now,
deservedly so.
Mm-hmm.
And then Macron said, I'm sorry for that. And then Gavin Newsom said, I've had the privilege of meeting a lot of foreign leaders. They're laughing behind his back. Mm-hmm. He's being played everywhere. It's an embarrassment. And our governor is absolutely correct. He's just, I'm embarrassed for the people that voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're embarrassing the rest of us.
Yeah.
And they're starting to peel off. Farmers and others are going to start to peel off. And if the big, if the shutdown lasts long enough, people are going to start to realize their insurance rates are going to go up. Whether they're on or off the exchange, it doesn't matter. They're going to go up anyway, but they're going to go up exponentially more if this continues. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I will have to pay for that
mm-hmm.
as someone that's not on the exchange.
Right.
And if people lose their insurance or drop it, I'm going to have to pay more because insurance companies want to make their profits. Again, I'm against profiting off of healthcare, but that's a thing. And hospitals are going to need to make money and things like that. So one thing that I think we talked about it yesterday, I did three shows yesterday. I know I talked about it at some point. The Republicans can, should they desire, vote. They have 53 votes in the Senate. Mm-hmm. To just stop a filibuster just for the CR, not forever, just, hey, let's not let the Democrats filibuster this bill. Mm-hmm. You only need 51 votes to stop that. It's a rule change.
Right.
You only need 51 votes. They have 53 people. If they wanted to stop this, they could today.
Mm-hmm.
Literally today, they could say, you know what, let's just vote to not have a filibuster on this and pass it, and then life goes on. They won't do it because they're using the filibuster against us.
Yep. Absolutely.
They are. I mean, the Democrats, there's reasons that they did it for good reason, but they are using, they have the power. I mean, we could have done it too. We barely had the, well, we never had the votes in the Senate because of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, but even when we had the majority, the slim one that we had. But I mean, the reason that they aren't doing it is because they want to blame it on the Dems, but nobody's buying it. Nobody is buying it. It's the Dems' fault. The polling is showing that. People realize, wait, you have the House, the Senate, and the White House. And some people are, it's getting into their brain that, yeah, the Republicans could totally just say, just for this one bill, we don't filibuster it. Boom. It's passed.
Yeah.
Just what they passed in the House, they didn't even change it. Just let's pass that. Boom, give it to the president. They don't want to do that because they don't want to be burdened with the fact that they're taking all this health care away from people. They want to do it, but they don't want to do it, obviously, mm-hmm. which is another reason I think we should get rid of the filibuster all the time, because you know what? Then you know what the Republicans and the Democrats stand for when they have the majority. Or we could do either Al Franken or Jimmy Stewart versions of the filibuster.
Yeah.
Al Franken's is 41 people have to be in the Senate for the length of the filibuster. Mm-hmm. He's nicer than I am about it because he's like, you can tag out.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, 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 no. If you're in there, you stay.
Yeah.
You cannot go to the bathroom. You cannot get food. You stay. And then as soon as one person leaves, you got the 60 and it's done.
Yeah.
But that's me. I'm. He was in the Senate. He's much nicer than I am, apparently. Or you do a talking filibuster like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, because right now all you have to do is send an email. I'm filibustering, which I think is wrong. I think that's not how it should be done. If you really have a problem with a bill, tell us why. Argue it.
Unfortunately, the people who have to do that sort of thing are the ones making the rules, so they don't want to.
I know. I mean, it was years ago. It went from 67 down to 60. Remember, the filibuster had to be overcome by that many?
Yeah.
I was fine with that, but it's... Who was it? Tom something. Senator, forget his name, man. It was so long ago. I'm glad it's down to that, but still, it should be either a talking filibuster or you show up, like Al Franken said, and y'all have to stay in the room.
Yeah.
As soon as one person leaves, we're done. So we'll see. I mean, hopefully that'll happen, because I think that's how it should be done. Argue your point. Don't just say, I don't like it.
Right.
Why don't you like it? Tell us why. I mean, the Democrats are saying why they're filibustering this. They're telling us why. But in general, it's just like, oh, Rand Paul just sends a post-it note. I'm filibustering it.
Yeah.
Why? Give us your argument, man. Anyway, you're going to get a lot of Hey Girl today.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I get more and more dumb every time I listen to her.
Well, only a couple. Only two.
Oh, that's too many.
She's already starting to twitch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Poor baby. And on that note,
take a break and
digest it and get ready for it. It's 18 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by The Wellness Company.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are these: tough it out, get sick, and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at an urgent care and sit in a room full of other sick people.
Yeah.
Or you can open your medical emergency kit and you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types like strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are in your kit, and you can order online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie and use promo code Stephanie. That's promo code Stephanie at urgentcare.com/Stephanie.
Are you having a party or something?
Nonstop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well,
if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Zyppah.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school, because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fee may apply.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stuck between two lakes and loving every minute of it. That's Madison. Geographically unique, politically passionate, proud of our quirks. While you're trying to find parking on Willie Street or hunting takeout on State, WMDX keeps you connected to what matters most in our one-of-a-kind community. Real news and great conversation. WMDX.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
I think she does.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. I think so. It's 23 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with Chris Lavoie and Bella with a Z. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Lucretia in Wisconsin. Hi.
The sweaty church whore.
Good morning, everyone. Especially you, Jody. I haven't spoke with you in a minute. Good morning.
Good morning, young lady.
Well, So our young Bella, what she said yesterday, what made me want to call in today is that I'm tired of the niceness, and I'm sure you guys have heard the six ways this Sunday from the Democrats. And I have said it on this show many of times, and I'll say it until my teeth fall out or the good Lord takes me home, whatever happens first. Take the gloves off.
Yeah.
Stop the niceness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need spunk and fire. Like people, with Miss Jasmine Crockett, I mean, she is absolutely fabulous on her own.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Like even Eric Swalwell or Dan Goldman. I'm sorry, Hakeem Jeffries. He's next about to sit and say, we need to write a strongly worded letter. No, no one has time for that. And it breaks my heart to say this, but he has to step down and someone needs to step up and choose even AOC, because I can't stand this anymore. Mm-hmm. Eye for an eye, people. Eye for an eye. Now, off to go soak my chiffon. And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah,
you too, Lucretia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephanie was down here after the show yesterday, and she and I were talking about that.
Yeah.
And I think we both agree that something happens to leaders when they, Democrats, when they get into leadership. Mm-hmm. Their rough edges get sanded off. And they just become so boring and milquetoast. Hakeem Jeffries used to be great, used to be a fighter. But now that he's in leadership, he's just like so...
It just seems like he's playing it safe,
yeah.
Which I understand why you would.
In normal times, yes,
yes,
play it safe.
But
these are not normal times.
No, this is not the time.
Right.
And I'm so glad that she brought up Jasmine Crockett, because Jasmine Crockett's a great example,
yes,
of this. She has so much fight in her.
Right.
And she does it in a way where, you know, she still has the respect of a lot of people.
And when she fights, it's entertaining, which in this day and age...
You kind of have to do
it. It's important.
Yeah.
It's important.
Not saying that every politician has to be like that.
No.
Absolutely not. But
when helps.
You're in power,
right,
it does help.
Yes. Yes. It gets you likes on TikTok.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Every other video I see is either AOC or Jasmine Crockett.
Sure.
Gen Z loves Jasmine Crockett.
Yes.
I mean, yes, because she's young, but also because that helps. Because she's clippable. She's entertaining.
Absolutely. She
well,
gets it.
I mean, I saw a thing with... Bernie Sanders and AOC the other day, a clip of the two of them together.
Right.
And people of your age, they like Bernie, and he's 150 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So because Bernie has something about him that a lot of older politicians don't.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's getting along with the next two generations from him at this point, because AOC is younger than I am.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's a lot of problems I have with Bernie. But as everyone does. But since I was in middle school, there were people like driving, like asking their parents to drive them like an hour and a half, 2 hours away to go to Bernie rallies.
Yeah.
When I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
Groups of 13-year-olds wanted to go see him speak.
Uh-huh.
That says something.
Absolutely.
He's incredibly charismatic.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I used to listen to him on Tom Hartman's show, that's what it's called, every Friday, I think. And he would take calls and he was very open with people.
Yeah.
Right. That's when
he would take calls with people from people who disagreed with him.
No,
you know,
he was great about that.
He would have engaging conversations with
Absolutely.
That.
He was great about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I did vote for him in 2016 in the primary.
Yeah.
But as soon as he did not make it past there, I was Hillary.
Yeah.
All the way.
100%.
You know, it's like, you know, I appreciate what he does.
Right.
I appreciate most of his policy ideas. Mm-hmm. And I think that he is charismatic.
Uh-huh.
And that's an important thing that is for leadership. You're right.
I just think a lot of older Democrats really need to honestly take a page from what a lot of younger Democrats are doing right now. Like, for example, Zohran Mamdani came out on stage at some festival in New York on the East Coast with Lucy Dacus.
Right.
Which is, I love Lucy Dacus. And I just happened to stumble upon this video where she's announcing him coming on stage, and they just have a conversation in the middle of her set.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's great.
And that may not necessarily appeal to, you know, people of yours or my age, but it definitely appeals to people of your
100%.
age.
Everyone was talking about it.
And people of your age are the people that the Democrats are losing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's like Bill Clinton going on Arsenio Hall and playing saxophone.
Back
in the day.
Right, exactly.
When he was running, he was like that guy.
Yeah.
He was absolutely that guy. He was charismatic. He did all these things that, you know.
He was young.
He was young.
Compared to George Bush.
Definitely, yeah. Comparatively. But, I mean, he had that thing going for him, and he was smart enough to do all those things. Yep. It was smart on his part. And it is 29 minutes after the hour. Glenn Kirshner, thankfully, is coming up next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Madison, students, government, lakes, and WMDX.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week. Melissa Kay reports.
The goal of this week is to remind women that understanding personal risk is one of the most powerful tools for prevention and early detection. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon with Aspirus Health. She explains the common risk factors are fairly straightforward.
Being born female and getting older.
She continues, explaining many other factors that can contribute to the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's according to the American Cancer Society.
Lifestyle issues such as not moving enough or eating a lot of highly processed foods and not having a good diet, excessive stress. And then the thing that we have come to think a little bit more about, especially this year, is the role of alcohol. So now they believe that 1 in 7 breast cancers may be actually alcohol related.
This week is specifically focused on hereditary cancers that affect women.
About 10% of breast cancers are thought to be hereditary or related to a genetic mutation.
That's Jessica Gaffney. She's a PA and breast health specialist with Aspirus Health. The most well-known genetic mutations are BRCA1 and BRCA2. These can significantly increase risk, but there are others.
There's about 15, maybe 20 genetic mutations that can put an individual at a higher risk of breast cancer specifically.
Past medical history and family history also matter. Gaffney says self-breast exams, as well as discussion with family members and professionals, are tools individuals have for prevention and early detection.
Be aware of your breast tissue, know your breast density, know your risk factors, advocate for yourself.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Lakes, the Capitol, the UW, the radio station, 92.7 WMDX.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny, summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing. And who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
I worked with folks like Rep. Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. That when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome John Sabo from First Tee, Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr drops by with fun music and great chat.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Gov.
The Democrats
to know that they put the White House and the president in this position. And if they don't want further harm on their constituents back home, then they need to reopen the government. It's very simple.
No, girl.
No,
Caroline.
Caroline, I see right through you.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, the Republicans, all they have to do is vote one rule change for this one bill, and they can pass it all by themselves. I think I'm right. We need to ask this guy.
Yeah.
Thank God former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirchner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirchner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed
Glenn Kirchner. We got the Glenn Kirchner now. Okay.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Good morning, Jody.
It's nice to see you, sir. So, yeah, am I correct that the Republicans could, if they desired, change the rule for this particular bill to overcome the filibuster? They have 53 votes. It only takes 51 to change a rule, correct?
I would say yes, but I'm going to take your word for it because I am no expert on congressional procedure. Now, if they start killing one another, then I've got something to talk about because I'm a homicide guy. But let's hope it doesn't come to that. But I think you're right. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Now, there's something that we didn't talk about yet this week. Donald issued an NSPM, I believe is what it's called, 7, that says, okay, he's targeting organizations or group, but it's very ambiguous. Basically, it's saying if you promote anti-Americanism, whatever that is, anti-capitalism, whatever that is, anti-Christianity, support for the overthrow of the United States, hi, he does that, extremism on migration, extremism on race, gender, hostility towards those who hold traditional views on family, hostility towards those who hold traditional American views on religion, hostility towards those who hold traditional American views on morality. That seems ambiguous at best. Like, how do you say, is he just going to try to arrest protesters? Is that it?
Well, the good news is none of this has the force of law.
Okay, good.
So, yes, he can continue to try to abuse the rights of the American people when they say something that displeases him.
Mm-hmm.
He can't successfully bring them into a court of law and prosecute them because these things aren't crimes. In fact, the majority of what you just listed would undoubtedly fall in the category of protected First Amendment free speech. So, but, you know, Donald Trump is forever ignoring or trying to cancel the Constitution. He started with trying to, you know, pick up a Sharpie with his little hands and cross out the birthright citizenship guarantee.
Right.
And he hasn't stopped since day one. You know, the good news is, just as we're going to see in the James Comey case, he's going to fail spectacularly in court. What that's going to prove is that he's a paper tiger, and so many of his threats are hollow.
Do you really think the Comey thing is actually going to make it to trial, or will pretrial motions stop that vindictive prosecution, et cetera? Because I think it's not even going to make it to voir dire.
I agree. I think there will be probably the most compelling vindictive prosecution defense ever mounted in our nation's courts. And I mean that literally, not hyperbolically. Because we've never had evidence of vindictiveness by the lead prosecutor, who is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's co-opted the prosecutorial decision-making of the Department of Justice. He can be called as a witness. And if I were Comey's defense team, I would subpoena him, because you have a right to compel witnesses to testify in your favor at trial. So I would subpoena him to a motions hearing. I would probably just put him on the stand and say, hey, Donald, go.
Yeah.
How much do you dislike my client? Come on. You know, this will be like shooting fish in the barrel on the motions practice. So I suspect it will get dismissed short of a jury trial.
Yeah, that's my feelings on it, because, I mean, they haven't even talked to Andy McCabe. They haven't even talked. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And he said, go after these people publicly. He didn't mean to do it publicly, I don't think, but he did do it. Okay. There's a huge protest going to happen on October 18th, and Donald has threatened to send troops into cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, etc. Is it because he's afraid of this next No Kings, basically, rally? Do you think that's part of the impetus for him to, like, try to scare us into not going out in the streets? Do you think that's it?
Absolutely. I'm less concerned about that than I am about copycats retaliating for what happened to Charlie Kirk. But listen, all of this is a sign of weakness,
yes,
not strength. If Donald Trump was a strong dictator that he so desperately wants to be, he wouldn't have to send troops out to try to tamp down, you know, protests or you know, social unrest, because his mere strength as the dictator would send the signal and everybody would obey in advance. Jody, think about this. Donald Trump couldn't even keep Jimmy Kimmel off the air for 1 week.
Right.
How weak and pathetic an aspiring dictator are you if even Disney, ABC, Sinclair, and Nexstar buck you as the dictator and say, you know what, we've thought better of it. We know you want him off the air, but, you know, go kick rocks, Don. You're not a strong dictator if you can't even keep a comedian off the air.
No, you're right. I mean, what I know is that Sinclair and Nexstar looked at their affiliate contracts with Disney and went, oh, we legally cannot keep him off the air for more than a day or two. Just because we don't want him on the air, if we want to keep our relationship with this major company, we would like The Bachelor, we would like The Bachelorette, we would like Dancing with the Stars, etc. So I think that was where their business affairs went,
nah. and what that proves is when we fight, we win.
Yeah.
I mean, when law firms go to court and fight, they win. The law firms that gave, you know, the bully their lunch money without a fight, they're losing. They're losing money and they're losing clients, right?
Yes.
When news organizations fight, they win. You know, be the Wall Street Journal and be the New York Times. Don't be the Washington Post and the LA Times. You know, and here's the thing. When Guatemalan children, mm-hmm, unaccompanied minors, go to court and they fight, they win.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Trump and his administration. It just proves the point that we've got to fight on all fronts.
Absolutely. So this was interesting that came over this morning or last night. Cash Patel has fired an FBI trainee for displaying the pride flag last year on his desk, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And this is interesting. The trainee received a letter dated October 1st informing him of his termination due to an improper political signage in his workplace during the Biden administration. I don't understand why that A is a fireable offense, because if you put up a Charlie Kirk thing, you're going to be fine. But if you put up a trans or a pride flag, you're not okay. This doesn't seem legal to me. I mean, granted, he's a trainee and he can be fired, but does this seem right to you or legal?
No, it's certainly not right. Now, I do know sort of when people are in that probationary phase, when
right,
they're trainees, usually the government can get rid of them even without cause.
Right.
The question is, can they get rid of them for what is potentially an unlawful cause, violating somebody's First Amendment rights? That's something that would have to be sorted out in court. But, you know, Cash Patel is to FBI leadership what Pete Hegseth is to military leadership, completely ineffective and incapable of doing the job. What, you know, and the Trump years are proving to be, you know, the full Attorney Employment Act era, right?
Right.
Salad days for lawyers, because everybody is running into court. And more often than not, they're beating Donald Trump. So this will probably inspire yet another lawsuit that ultimately we, the taxpayers, will foot the bill for, because it's DOJ lawyers whose salary we pay,
right,
that will be going in to try to defend the indefensible.
Well, and the awful thing that Donald and Pete Hegseth did in front of those generals the other day, just, yeah, it was embarrassing to say the least. Donald literally talked about stairs in front of generals. He talked about paper. He talked about his signature. It's like, Pete Hegseth was just a major when he was let go from the military, so I'm sure he was happy to say F you to the people that were his command. But what I enjoyed about that was the generals doing nothing. And I know it made Donald, it took him off his game. I mean, what are your thoughts on what happened with that debacle?
Well, first of all, Pete Hegseth was just insulting and demeaning to his audience. it was like he thought he was talking to a bunch of, you know, junior ROTC cadets or maybe 12-year-old middle schoolers who knew nothing about military service or the oath that these people took to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And Donald Trump is a domestic enemy of the Constitution. The rulings in so many federal court cases have proved that, because when he's not on the golf course, he's in the Oval Office signing unconstitutional executive orders one after another. In my book, that makes you an enemy of the Constitution. And he's doing it knowingly and repeatedly and really with glee, you know, and obstinance. So Pete Hegseth was just, and he's railing against the fat generals and the fat admirals and the fat people walking around the Pentagon. Yeah, I mean, dude, just be quiet, sit down, get some more hair gel and go off the wings.
Yeah.
But what Donald Trump said, I loved it, because I think it had the exact opposite effect of what he had hoped. He had hoped he would be able to inspire these people to maybe consider moving away from their loyalty of oath, their oath of loyalty to the Constitution in favor of an oath of loyalty to him, Donald Trump. It had the exact opposite effect, in my opinion, because when he said, I want you to use American cities as military training grounds, what does the military train to do? Fight and win wars and kill people in the process. Donald Trump just said, I want you to do that to the American people, the enemy from within, as he called them. If there was any lingering doubt in the mind of any of those military leaders, and it wasn't just the officers, it was the senior enlisted corps, the command sergeants, major, who really make it all work in the military, I can tell you from firsthand experience. If there was any lingering doubt about Donald Trump's complete unfitness to be commander-in-chief, he cleared that up nicely. So I think this will have the opposite effect of what Donald Trump had hoped.
Well, I mean, when he said the enemy within, I said, yeah, it's in the White House.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the enemy is, as far as I'm concerned. And yeah, a lot of these generals and et cetera probably had never seen him do a rally. So a lot of them may have voted for him once or twice. You know, I mean, as we all know, the armed services leans very right. It leans Republican-ish. And so I think this is the first time a lot of those people saw him do that sort of thing and were like blown away that this is our commander in chief.
And they now know he is unfit to be commander in chief. And I have a feeling you're now going to see more pushback from the military than I think we have seen thus far. You know, it gets very complicated to figure out who is in the chain of command. I talked to a military expert several times in recent weeks, Dan Maurer, who is just brilliant, and I urge everybody to search him out on Substack and elsewhere. And we talked a lot about the chain of command that would have been involved in, for example, executing the order to kill Venezuelans in international waters.
Right.
And also the military orders that are being given to deploy to the streets of American cities. I think we might begin to see more pushback as a result of all of the leadership of the military sitting in that room, which was ill-advised for so many reasons, and seeing just how unfit he is when he said, I want you to go into the American cities and train for war.
Yeah, I mean, they do train in urban, but it's usually at a, like at Camp Pendleton, they build something that looks like a city. And they keep civilians away from there for good reason, because they don't want anybody to get hurt that's not there, you know. So you live in an area that is affected more by the shutdown than maybe other people are affected. So what's going on in the D.C. area? How's that? I mean, streets are probably pretty empty right now, right? I mean.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, having worked there in the area since 1991, after, you know, post-COVID, I will say my experience is the city really hasn't filled up the way it used to be full back in the 90s.
Right.
But, you know, one of the sort of lesser known facts of a government shutdown, and I worked through many government shutdowns in my time as a Fed, is essential employees, what we call exempted employees, go to work anyway. So, for example, at the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, where we prosecuted all of the cases in D.C., we're a component of the Department of Justice. 90 to 95% of our employees were essential, so we still came to work every day during a shutdown. The only question was, because we weren't getting paid,
right?
The only question was, would we get our back pay once a funding bill was finally pushed through? And we always ended up getting back pay, which was a good thing. But essential functions, essential services, courts, federal policing, prosecutors, Federal Public Defender Service, which is a government organization, it all, we all continue to work. But the problem under Trump now is he'll probably have, you know, vote or somebody, Russell Vogt, decide, yeah, nobody's really essential, so let's just fire them all, right? And so now there's a heightened risk that a shutdown may mean even more pain. But Jody, Donald Trump has been unlawfully firing federal government employees from day one. He has been, you know, stealing Congress's authority to fund or defund agencies. He's been doing all of these things with the government open. So I see the argument that then let's close the government because it's the Republicans who have the ability to open it or close it. For gosh sakes, they have the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate. Mm-hmm. They're in charge. This shutdown is on them. And if bad things happen, it's on their heads. So I don't disagree with the Dems finally coming to the conclusion that we're not going to keep the government open so Donald Trump can continue to destroy the government.
Exactly. Well, look, we've run late already. I like talking to you. thank you so much, Stephanie. We'll be with you next week. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Great seeing you, Jody. See you guys.
Thanks, Glenn.
It is 50 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by Native Path Collagen. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money, but they're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline? It's scary, but it is true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, a special $45 discount just for my audience, or urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
you can find monster savings throughout October at Burlow Mattress of Madison. Save on mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American made, locally crafted. Burlow Mattress of Madison.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 55 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Bella with a Z and Chris Lavoie. We have John Fugelsang coming up in the next hour. Steve in Vermont, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Two things very briefly this morning. That clip when Mike Davey from Davey and Goliath gets approached in the hallway and told that, did you see what happened with the generals? His face completely changed.
Yes, it did.
At that point,
mm-hmm.
right after he denied that he saw it, it got worse as the clip continues.
Yeah, no.
And the other thing,
concerning
that little speech, Hegseth doesn't want any overweight soldiers or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that then now becomes health care as a national security issue. If our children of fighting age are healthy, you don't have that problem, Hegseth.
That's right.
So you may have opened a trap door on your own.
You are absolutely right. Oh, my goodness. You are so right. Thank you, Steve. No, he's not wrong.
No.
But what's funny is when he said, we don't want fat guys anymore. Hi, the guy that's your boss.
Your president.
Yeah.
He needs to lose a good 100 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he even and the other thing is like the height things. It's like you can't grow.
You can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're already
unless you hang upside down, Bobby Brady style,
or on a rack,
yeah.
and they pull you. I mean, you do shrink as you get older.
Yeah.
Because
oh,
of your spine.
I used to be 6 foot. 5 foot 10 and a half. Now I'm 5 foot 10, and I'm like, oh my God,
wow.
I've reached the age where I've started to shrink.
A couple of years ago, I was getting a physical, and they measured me right, and she's like, you're 5'6". I'm like, no. I'm 5'5 and a half. When did I grow?
Because
I was like, when did I grow? I'm like, I've never been 5'6 my entire life. When did that happen? Granted, I hadn't been measured since I was like 16, but still, I'm like, no, I'm 5'5 and a half. And then the following year, they're like, no, you're 5'5 and a half. I'm like, okay, so I'm not shrinking yet.
Yeah.
But I'm close. Because your spine starts to
compress
over the years. That's why a rack, you know, you pull yourself.
Yeah. Like Bobby Brady style.
Like Bobby Brady. You hang upside down.
Yes.
That'll work, right?
Uh-huh.
They have those things that you can, when you do like sit-ups upside down.
Yeah.
You just hang upside down and do that, right? All right, it's 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your average bratwurst.
Todd Albaugh.
The World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, and tariffs, how they're affecting agriculture. We'll discuss it all with Midwest Farm Report Director Pam Yonke next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Wisconsin police department is trying to become the first in the state to join a controversial program where local authorities are deputized as immigration officers. Police in Palmyra in Jefferson County have applied to the 287G program. They get training from ICE, and then they're able to arrest people solely for immigration offenses. In return, the local departments get some reimbursement for salaries and benefits. The ACLU of Wisconsin is against this program, saying it harms immigrants and the communities officers are supposed to protect and serve. Recently, the Trump administration has worked hard to recruit local police and sheriff's departments into immigration.